This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Amid ongoing uncertainty about a ceasefire in Gaza and an escalation of the Israeli military operation in Rafah, UN aid agencies expressed deep concerns on Tuesday that the two main aid access points into the enclave remain closed. The warning over Rafah and Kerem Shalom crossings was followed by an urgent appeal from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres in New York for Israel and Hamas to show political courage and finally secure a ceasefire deal to end the unbearable suffering in Gaza, warning that fuel essential to the humanitarian operation could run out by the end of the day.
Even the best friends of Israel are clear. An assault on Rafah would be a strategic mistake, a political calamity, and a humanitarian nightmare. I appeal to all those with influence over Israel to do everything in their power to help avert even more tragedy. The international community has a shared responsibility to promote a humanitarian ceasefire, the unconditional release of all hostages, and the massive surge in life-saving aid. It's time for the parties to seize the opportunity and secure a deal for the sake of their own people.
Meanwhile, in Geneva, Jens Lehke, spokesperson for the UN Aid Coordination Office, OCHA, warned that existing humanitarian stocks in Gaza could be expected to last no more than about a day. He also noted that Rafah's the only entry point for fuel and that if none comes in for a prolonged period of time, it would be a very effective way of putting the humanitarian operation in its grave. To Russia now, where the number of imprisoned journalists has reached an all-time high since the country's full-scale invasion of Ukraine began in February 2022, UN Rights Chief Volker Türk warned on Tuesday. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said that an increasing number of journalists have been charged, convicted and jailed in a continuing crackdown on independent reporting. Media professionals targeted include those who've criticised Russia's actions in Ukraine and those with alleged links to the late opposition politician Alexei Navalny, whose anti-corruption foundation was blacklisted as an extremist body in 2022. This intensification of the crackdown on journalists' independent work must immediately cease, Mr. Türk said, adding that journalists' right to inform is a key component of the right to freedom of expression that needs to be upheld. According to the UN Human Rights Office, at least 30 journalists are detained in Russia today and 12 are serving prison sentences ranging from 5.5 to 22 years. The criminal charges brought against them include terrorism, extremism, disseminating knowingly false information about the armed forces, spying, treason and extortion. And finally, a flare-up in fighting in the town of Nyanzale in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, or DRC, has uprooted more than 80,000 people in recent days, OCHA said on Tuesday. The displaced, who represent more than 15,000 households, include many women and children from North Kivu province. Some have settled in schools and churches, but many others face spending the night in the open and without shelter, the UN Aid Office warned. Nyanzale town is approximately 70 kilometres north of Goma, the capital of North Kivu. It's been sheltering tens of thousands of people displaced by previous clashes in eastern DRC after M23 militants launched an offensive against several localities in March, extending their influence northward into the territories of Rutshuru and Masisi. In a statement, OCHA also warned that since the 1st of May, communities near Minova in South Kivu have been the focus of violent clashes too, notably in Gungu and Bitonga, where heavy explosions have been reported, with many injured. Despite these and other violent clashes, including rocket fire near Goma, OCHA said that most aid partners have resumed operations, including in areas directly impacted by the violence. Essential items distributed include health supplies, household provisions, water, sanitation supplies and food. Matt Wells, UN News.